Yes, thank you, Chair. So moving, I guess, to 2.4 in the terms of reference. So this point just, I guess, clarifies something we identified quite early on in our interest for forming this informal working group that, based on some other colleagues of ours in Australia, we became aware of this DCAS regulation being developed by GRVA. I think at that point in time it was still a draft, but has recently come into force. So this is there just to recognise, I guess, in a nutshell, that there are some definite overlaps between the scope and objectives of that DCAS regulation and some of the functionality of the driver drowsiness warning systems and the driver distraction warning systems. So I think most likely not in the 00 series, but perhaps in the step two with the 01 series, we might perhaps better take account of the DCAS regulation, and this may lead to a better experience for the driver if we can integrate those systems in some way better and have a, I guess, a bit more of a consistent behavior in the vehicle between the drowsiness and distraction warning systems and the driver monitoring requirements that are in the DCAS regulation. So yeah, that's the only reason that is mentioned there. Moving on to point five, this one is really referring to this, I'd say, terrible trend in a lot of modern vehicles where if you just want to change the temperature of the air conditioning, you sort of have to ring up the car and go through 15 menus and scroll through a screen and all that sort of thing. That's a bit of an exaggeration, but there's some pretty terrible HMI solutions out there. Some obviously a lot better than others, but it obviously doesn't help with the general problem of road safety issue with driver distraction in particular, if the controls in the vehicle and the HMI is not designed in an efficient and clever manner to sort of minimize the amount of time a driver needs to spend looking away from the road to do basic functions such as air conditioning changes or that sort of thing. So again, not in the 00 series, but certainly in the 01 series, we were thinking of perhaps exploring that a little more deeply. And I think OICA made a relevant point in that if we were to make a recommendation that some other regulations might need to change, for example, UN Regulation 121 on driver controls, then obviously we would not have the mandate to do that within the group itself. So we would bring that suggestion to GRSG and explain that we feel this is part of the broader solution in dealing with driver distraction, and perhaps propose some other amendments to those other regulations. Moving on to point six. This is our commitment, and I know this is very important to the USA, and rightly so. This is our commitment to, I guess, be broad in our consideration of relevant standards, protocol, data, research, etc., globally. Yes, we are starting off with the existing EU regulations, but we want to acknowledge there is work that's been done globally, and we're intending very much so to accommodate all of those other standards and look into what they offer and see if we can come up with the best overall solution for the next step in these systems. So that point six is really just to make that clear. And on that point, we do have a draft task list, and that already lists some protocols from other regions. So yeah, that's the start of our process in doing that. 0.7, I guess that's the standard point to clarify that we're talking about category M and N vehicles, or category 1 and 2 under the GTRs. Moving on to point 8, we do have some target completion dates for these new regulations. The 00 series, we're aiming for October next year, and perhaps ambitious, but we certainly are aiming for October 2026 for the next step, or the 01 series of amendments. Yes, point 9 is just clarifying that we would submit these proposals to GRSG, and the adoption process obviously remains the responsibility of GRSG and WP29. Which brings us to the rules of procedure. I guess that's kind of more administrative stuff, but I'm happy to go through it. What do you think, Chair?